to shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, VOINews.id, and at RT Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ray with the news. First, the headlines. UN Tourism launches investment tourism guidelines as a reference for tourism investment in Indonesia. UN Tourism Secretary General invites all parties to invest in Indonesia. Director of Disaster Preparedness says Indonesia is ready to show real action on a global stage. And now the news in details. Indonesian Tourism Minister William P. Putriwardana, on the second day on the Joint Commission meeting for the 37th UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia in Jakarta on Wednesday, launched investment guidelines compliant by UN Tourism and how tourism doing businesses investing in Indonesia. Putriwardana revealed that this investment guideline is an important milestone to position Indonesia as a major destination for tourism investment, not just a tool. According to Putriwardana, this investment guidelines will be a roadmap to help investors navigate and unlock the huge potential of Indonesia's rapidly growing tourism sector.
This guideline is more than just a tool. It is a roadmap to help investors navigate and unlock the immense potential of Indonesia's thriving tourism sector.
Meanwhile, in a press conference, Deputy for Resources and Institution of the Ministry of Tourism, Martini M. Paham, explained that the investment guideline serves as a promotional document for potential investors in which the UN Tourism itself endorses which regions are potential investment locations. Martini further explained that Indonesia is the first country in the Indonesia-Pacific region to be made free of charge investment guidelines by the UN Tourism because Indonesia is the host of the meeting and has a good relationship with the UN Tourism. The next news. UN Tourism Secretary General Zurab Pololi Kashvili said that tourism investment is a very important priority in the Asia-Pacific region. On the second day of the Joint Commission meeting for the 37th UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia in Jakarta on Wednesday, Zurab explained that Indonesia has many places and investment opportunities to offer. He also invited all parties to invest in Indonesia.
We welcome to Indonesia, come with me many times, and continue our way in support of our dear minister and our dear beautiful country, which is Indonesia.
Zurab further explained that all types of tourism and its products can be created in Indonesia. According to him, Indonesia has all kinds of resources, including investment, new jobs, and connectivity. The Indonesian government emphasizes the importance of a particular economy for tourism sector development. More information provided by Dona Pardede.
The Indonesian government emphasizes the importance of a circular economy for the development of the tourism sector. This was conveyed by Deputy Minister of Tourism Nilo Puspa at the closing of the Joint Commission meeting for the 37th UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and UN Tourism Commission for South Asia in Jakarta Wednesday. Nilo Puspa revealed that the circular economy not only helps to shape a sustainable tourism ecosystem, but also encourages tourism to provide economic benefit for the community and contribute to addressing environmental challenges. Nilo Puspa believes that circular economy is essential for the development of tourism in the future.
For the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia, meeting in Indonesia can provide a new approach and innovation for the tourism sector in facing global challenges. This was conveyed by the Deputy of Resources and Organization of the Indonesian Tourism Ministry, Martini M. Paham, in the VOI Talk program with AAA, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In addition, she also highlighted the importance of collaboration from all stakeholders in developing the tourism sector. According to her, all parties must share experiences and knowledge on various matters related to the tourism sector in order to fully understand the challenges currently being faced.
And we can also learn from each other in terms of how is the effective way, or what is the most potential, what is it, good side, if we can develop together as the region in the SAE and tourism member state in the region.
Furthermore, she also emphasizes the importance of tourism market diversification policies, including policies that provided visa facilities and convenience. She also encouraged the importance of bilateral and regional cooperation among all participating countries. She also underlined the importance of tourism resilience and sustainable strategies. According to her, sustainability is an important point that must be underlined because the benefits of the tourism sectors will be enjoyed by the people in this era and also in the future. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia continues to demonstrate its seriousness in building a culture of disaster preparedness in national socialization event. Indonesia's commitment and concrete actions were reaffirmed to the world. Ofra has the details.
Director of Disaster Preparedness of the National Disaster Management Agency, Pangarso Suryoto, expressed Indonesia's strong commitment to strengthening community resilience in facing disasters. He conveyed this during the 2025 Disaster Preparedness Day workshop and socializations held on Wednesday. He emphasized the importance of all stakeholders in building a culture of preparedness that directly reaches all levels of society.
Kita akan membuktikan kepada dunia bahwa Indonesia sudah melakukan.
We will show the world that Indonesia has already carried out the preparedness activities from the directly forward and passed the Indonesian Museum of Records, which will also give the information if we are able to implement the evacuation drills for vulnerable groups as 10,000 people will reach 1 million people for children, adults, and the elderly and the elderly.
Furthermore, Pangarso explains that a collaborative approach is essential in managing risk and promoting preparedness measures. He added that communities and schools that have experienced disasters need to be connected within the preparedness system so they are better equipped to face potential future disasters.
Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's House of Representatives, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, emphasized the need for policies that strengthen Indonesia's economic foundations to face a rise pressing geopolitical challenges, including the ongoing trade war initiated by the United States against several countries. He made the statement while opening the third session of the Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday.
The trade war, triggered by the U.S. government's reciprocal tariff policies against many countries, will create a range of impacts and risks, from disruptions in global supply chains and fluctuations in the U.S. dollar exchange rate to the risk of global economic slowdown. We may not be able to control the wind direction, but we can adjust our sails. We may not change the U.S. tariff policy, but we can strengthen our economic foundations.
The trade war triggered by the U.S. government's reciprocal tariff policies against many countries will create a range of impacts and risks, from disruption in global supply chain and fluctuations in the U.S. dollar exchange rate to the risk of global economic slowdown. We may not be able to control the direction of the wind, but we can adjust our sails. We may not change the U.S. tariff policy, but we can strengthen our economic foundations. Dasko, a senior politician from the ruling Gerindra Party, added that the Indonesia House would support the government in mitigating the associated risks and back economic policies that protect national and public interests. The United States is postponing the full implementations of its reciprocal tariff policy originally announced in early April, except for China. Meanwhile, Indonesia is negotiating with the U.S. to lower the 32% tariff imposed during the presidency of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital is calling on the Indonesian public to show their support through direct voting in the World Summit on the Information Society Crisis 2025, an event organized by the United Nations through International Telecommunications Union. Ranoff has the details.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital, Mirza Patria, in Jakarta on Witness Day, April 16, introduced 12 information and communication technology initiatives from Indonesia that have been selected as nominees for the World Summit on the Information Society Crisis 2025. These 12 initiatives come from government institutions, the private sector, and the general public. Among them are the Center for Digital Society, Yajimada University, Information and Communication of Technology, Women and Child Telecommunication and Community Hub, and the Director General of Communication, Public Affairs, and Media of the Ministry of Communication and Digital.
Semoga tahun ini juga kita. Hopefully, this year we can also dominate the categories that are contested or competed for by the WSIS prize. This year, as mentioned earlier, there are 12 categories competing with more than 1,000 initiatives from various countries that participated.
Ya, yang terdaftar gitu dari berbagai negara yang turut berpartisipasi.
The Indonesian public can show their support by logging into the World Summit on the Information Society Crisis website and getting their votes into voting session.
Indonesian government continues to emphasize the importance of village-level development as the basis for national economic equity. Ofra has the details.
The Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, explained that the villages play a highly strategic role in national development, especially in achieving economic equity and poverty alleviation. He conveyed this during the 2025 Village Index Data Collection Socialization in Jakarta on Thursday. He added that the data collected through this initiative will serve as a fundamental reference for shaping the future direction of development in Indonesia, particularly starting from the village level.
Data yang kita kumpulkan itu akan menjadi sesuatu acuan.
The data we collect will become a fundamental reference for development in Indonesia, especially for especially from the villages. Villages now, let me emphasize, play a very strategic role under President Prabowo Subianto. One of the key goals, the 6 points of his Aspecita, or 8 priorities, is to build from the villages and from the bottom to achieve economic equity and reduce poverty. This means villages are the backbone. We also see a new policy from the president. Around 80,000 village cooperatives will be activated.
Furthermore, Mr. Yandri stated that village potential will determine the direction of national development going forward. He also mentioned the village hubs and the village consultative body that the Merauke village cooperatives are an essential part of this effort. Other sectors such as education, healthcare, and more will also be shaped based on the results of the comprehensive village index data collection.
Coming up next, here is the commentary. Entitled, Tourism has the potential to become a driver of the global economy, to be read by Anna Prijayakasi.
This is Voice of the Region, Jakarta with commentary, and today, it's on Tourism has the potential to become a driver of the global economy. Many countries, including Indonesia, make the tourism sector a source of state revenue. However, recently there have been concerns that the revenues from the sectors, well, from the sector, will decrease in line with the recent tariff policy of U.S. President Donald Trump. Indonesian Korean Minister of Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, in the opening of the 32nd meeting of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia, the Pacific, and South Asia in Jakarta last Tuesday, said that President Donald Trump's tariff policy raised concern about its impact on international trade flows. According to him, many countries consider the policy to disrupt the global supply chain and will affect the trajectory of global growth. However, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said, the tourism sector can reduce these concerns. According to him, tourism provides great benefits to a country's economy in addition to social and cultural matters. Indonesia currently also views tourism as one of the pillars of economic growth. The government is strongly committed to developing sustainable tourism, such as environmentally friendly agro-tourism, as well as encouraging local community-based tourism through various programs. In line with that, Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana, when closing the 37th joint meeting of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia, the Pacific, and South Asia, on Wednesday said that green investment and the circular economy can significantly encourage the tourism sector to be more sustainable. She emphasized that tourism is a sector that has created jobs, driven infrastructure development, promoted cultural exchange, and helped drive global collaboration. According to her, the tourism sector has become the main engine of economic growth in East Asia, the Pacific, and South Asia. Meanwhile, Deputy of Resources and Institution of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Martinian Paham, said that the tourism sector is the answer to the global crisis related to Trump's reciprocal tariff policy. Martinian Paham explained that tourism is a sector that can survive the waves of turmoil of economic tariffs because, according to her, Indonesian tourism can focus on developing domestic and regional tourism, which has many opportunities. She believes that tourism will be an asset that makes countries in East Asia, the Pacific, and South Asia rise again. The tourism sector is indeed a potential sector for state revenue sources. For example, Indonesia has received more than 13 million foreign tourists in 2024 and created 25 million jobs with foreign exchange earnings of $16.7 billion. Thailand had more than 35.32 million foreign tourists throughout 2024 who spent more than $47.3 billion while in the country, a fairly large figure. Likewise, with many other countries in East Asia, the Pacific, and South Asia. That means that the tourism sector has great potential to become a driver of the global economy.
Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kia.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Where history comes alive. With its iconic colonial-style buildings, this historic area tells the story of Indonesia's past, bringing us back to the days of the Dutch rule. But Kota Tua isn't just about history. It's a favorite spot for locals and tourists alike, offering a mix of learning, culture, and fun. There's many things to explore here. Start with Museum Fathahila, also known as the Jakarta History Museum. It's the perfect place to dive into Jakarta's story, from its early days as a small port town to the bustling capital it is today. Then there's Museum Wayang on Jalan Pintu Besar Utara. This museum is home to an incredible collection of traditional puppets from across Indonesia, showing off the beauty and diversity of our culture. For something a little different, visit Museum Bank Indonesia. Here you'll find fascinating exhibits about Indonesia's banking history, from ancient coins to colonial era money, and even miniature of Dutch trading ships. It's a unique way to see how far we've come. By Taman Fathahila, rent a vintage bike and enjoy the views of the old colonial buildings. Feeling playful, dress up in the Dutch style costumes and take some fun photos while riding around. And when you're ready for a break, head to Cafe Batavia, a charming restaurant with a classic vibe. They serve both Indonesian and international dishes, making it the perfect spot to relax and soak in a nostalgic atmosphere. Getting to Kota Tua is easy. You can drive there or take the KRL commuter line or cross Jakarta for a stress-free trip. The area has plenty of facilities too, like parking lots, restaurants, and a tourist information center. For the best experience, visit in the morning or late afternoon when it's cooler and the atmosphere feels just right. Kota Tua isn't just a place to visit, it's a chance to step into history and make memories with friends and family.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita saling berbagi, kita saling bersatu, 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 kita saling bersatu
going to listen the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Bima. Bima, which means in Bima. Conversation about di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog about his hotel room around South Airport, Sumbawa Island, Westminster Tiga. Let's listen to his monologue. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sapi. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. After listening to the monologue, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Di dalam kamar. Di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. I will say it 2 times slowly. Di dalam, which means inside. Kamar, which means room. Meja, which means table. Lemari, which means wardrobe. Televisi, which means television. AC, which means air conditioner. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means inside the room there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Menempuh, which means go through. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kabupaten Bima, which means Bima Regency. Menginap, which means stay. Pelabuhan Sapi, which means Sapi Port. Kapal, which means ship. In the monologue, there is the expression di dalam kamar ada meja, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means inside the room there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. There is the adverb di dalam, which means inside. It shows a particular location or place, namely a space that contains something. The expression di dalam, which means inside, in the monologue, shows an hotel room that contains a table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Another example. Let's listen to another use of di dalam, which means inside, in another sentence. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Di dalam kapal ada restoran, which means inside the ship there is a restaurant. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus, which means Chris put his camera inside a special bag. In Indonesian, there are some variations of places to stay. Besides hotel, which means hotel, there are also wisma, which means guest house. Losmen, which means inn. Penginapan, which means lodge. Pondok, which means cottage. And resort, which means resort. The difference falls on the facility and shape. Wisma, which means guest house, usually has less facility than hotel, which means hotel. While pondok, which means cottage. And resort, which means resort, have different shape or form from hotel. Pondok, which means cottage. And resort, which means resort, usually has some separate buildings or rooms instead of one single big building like a hotel. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sapi. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about di dalam kamar. Di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa. Bye.
of Indonesia.